Now, commentator Daniel Pinkwater shares a memory about a weekly pilgrimage he made as a child to a secular shrine that, to him, provided comfort as great as any sacred place he's visited.
Every Saturday, my father took a shave, a haircut, and a manicure at the barber shop on Roosevelt Road, and he took me with him. Like any little kid, I more or less detested the actual time in the barber's chair with the cut hair getting down the back of my neck and the slimy feel and lilac smell of the stuff that we rubbed all over my head toward the end of the ordeal. But I loved the barbershop itself. There were scores, nay, hundreds of comic books. The baseball game was on the radio, heard through the whir of the big electric fan, and the patrons were interesting. Large men with two-tone shoes, hand-painted neckties, white-on-white shirts with French cuffs. They all smoked cigars, and they all had pistols in shoulder holsters. The scissors clicked, the manicurists chewed gum noisily, the fan hummed, the announcer called the plays. I read Tales from the Crypt and Plastic Man. I have since been in Buddhist monasteries. I have visited an ancient ceremonial tea house on top of a Japanese mountain. I have meditated in a mosque in a remote desert place in Africa. I have canoed to islands in New York State and camped alone, far from the habitations of men. And I have never known a spot more tranquil and relaxing than that barbershop. Daddy, why do all the men at the barbershop have guns? They is policemen, sonny.
Daniel Pinkwater lives in New York's Hudson River Valley.